Well, it's not about the company's background. It's really a brand new program in the city of Buffalo, but it's not approved a new program across New York State and across the country. So New York State passed a law back in 2019 allowing for school bus stop arm cameras. And then the city of Buffalo, it permitted the city of Buffalo through that state law to enact a local program. And so the city put out a request for proposals, an RFP, and Bus Patrol was competitively selected to be the city's administrator of the program. And the number of people, including the person who wrote the press release, came to the press conference. He was actually a big advocate and was involved in, and you know, to the extent you can as a private citizen, he was involved in the crafting of the program. So, one, you know, it's just a little curious why there would be a press release a month into the program, kind of, you know, included in which has a bunch of misinformation in it. But anyway, we worked really hard with this guy, Mr. Radford, and we met with the Urban Think Tank and other community groups in crafting the program with the city. For the first 90 days of the program, there was a robust public awareness campaign where anyone who broke the law received just a warning ticket in the mail. So there was a massive, and we were just in a bunch of classrooms teaching kids about things like the danger zone and how to look both ways. So just like really trying to have a community-based approach from the outset in our approach in Buffalo. So engaged in, with a lot of community groups, engaged with members of the city council, spent time in the classroom. So I think like just sort of want, like there's so many items to kind of address in the press release, but you know, it kind of accuses the program of not being proactive. I would argue that the city and the program was incredibly proactive, and it goes, education goes hand in hand with enforcement. So you have to continuously be engaging the community, reminding them of the school bus stopping law, making sure that people are following the rules of the road. And then the enforcement program is kind of like a supplement to that ongoing education and engagement. And then once you do the enforcement, and this is like a kind of another mischaracterization of the program. The program is pretty much brand new. So the intent is to be able to share the data of where the hotspots are and where all of the violations are occurring around the city so that the city and the school district can be more proactive around route planning, where to place bus stops. So it's kind of like, you know, you might say blasting the program or calling certain items of it into a question when it just launched. So it's just a little curious. It seems a little bit early to be saying these things when it's brand new. And, you know, for most of its existence, it's just been in a warning, proactive education phase. Does that make sense?
One of the points that he was discussing with me earlier was that he said when a fine is issued, Bus Patrol will receive around 60% of the revenue from that, while the city gets 40% of that, and was calling it a for-profit business. Could you maybe expand on that or clarify some of that?
Okay, so the city, again, remember the contracting entity is the city. The city gets to decide how it wants to operate its and administer its program. So what Bus Patrol does is we operate our programs in a fairly unique way to make it a little bit more affordable and no cost upfront for communities. So what we do is we'll outfit all of the buses. So maybe I think Buffalo, for example, has maybe between 500 and 600 school buses. So you could imagine that the camera systems are very, very expensive, and then the installation and the maintenance of those systems are also very expensive. And then administering the program is very expensive. So there's violation processing. We mail all of the citations out. We pay for the printing, postage, payment processing, all of the court support. So it's really a turnkey end-to-end program that we administer on behalf of the city. And the city doesn't have to pay anything up front for it. So it's not like they bought the camera systems. So it's... The 60% is a funding mechanism to be able to reimburse Bus Patrol for the services that it renders on behalf of the city, including everything from the financing of the equipment to the installation to the operation of the program and the ongoing maintenance of the systems and the program. Does that make sense? So it's not like they bought the systems and then... You know, and Bus Patrol retains 60% of the collected fines. It's commensurate with all of the work that goes into mailing a ticket and getting it ultimately paid. And that includes the very expensive system financing and maintenance.
Now, you had briefly mentioned data before, too. And that was another point that he was kind of emphasizing a lot, is that with it's the AI program, if I'm not mistaken here, that the cameras also use, he's saying that it does track and calculate where the hotspots are, where it's more likely for these crimes to take place. And he's saying that information should be turned over to the city so that they can decide if they want to install speed bumps or even crossing guards. What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, remember, it's not a speeding program. So the city a few years ago did a speeding program in school zones. This is a little bit different. This is when the school bus, the yellow school bus is stopped, when people go around the school bus, when the bus is letting kids on and off, you're supposed to stop. I just want to make sure, do you appreciate the difference?
Yes.
Okay. So we provide, as part of our turnkey end-to-end service to the city, with really rich monthly reporting. That's the point, is that we've only launched the enforcement program in October. So we have, you know, a month or so's worth of violations that have occurred. I wouldn't call it statistically significant yet. So typically our programs run at least for a few months. But every month we provide the city, and you could probably FOIL it if you really wanted to find it. We provide them with reporting on where the hotspots are, where the top ticketed locations are, and other program metrics. So that's the city's policy to about how readily available they make that to the public. But that is entirely the intent of the program, is to provide the city, and they're the contracting entity in this case, the city of Buffalo. So We already share that information with the city. No one's hoarding that or not being transparent about that. Like, again, I can't stress enough, this is a brand new program.
All right. And is there anything else about this, or maybe something in this press release that stood out to you the most that you'd like to address?
Of course. I mean, one, the city council, if you go back to the city council, proceedings and hearings about whether when they passed this law and they approved the contract, the intent of the program was really the exact opposite of what the press release alleges about disproportionate effect. The school buses, every single school bus across the city of Buffalo is equipped with a stop arm camera. So it's not picking and choosing certain routes or intersections or, you know, treating... Like, the whole point was to treat every kid's safety equitably and equally in the city of Buffalo. Because there are other ways to do this program where you could just put the cameras on buses and target certain neighborhoods. And that was precisely the opposite of what the mayor's office and the city council and the city at large wanted. So to accuse the program of, you know, sort of having any kind of a disproportionate impact towards one group or another, like, it was designed precisely against that concept.